Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FSU will be playing their spring game from Osceola. Nick Carlisle is kind enough to join us. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time. Sorry about the mix-up. It is live radio. Appreciate you stopping by, and a lot of good things happening up in Tallahassee these days.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. I'll take it on the chin, this one. I know it's live radio, but this is my fault for the mess-up, so I apologize. But, yeah, in terms of Florida State, there's a lot to be excited about. Obviously, a ton of new coaching staff hoping to turn things around and have a much better year than last year, which, I guess you can't get much worse, knock on wood.
Yeah, a lot of new faces. Obviously getting an opportunity to do their thing during the spring. Certainly the quarterback position where you have Tommy Castellanos coming in from Boston College. You have a lot of new faces from last year. Who do you think first of all, let's talk about Castellanos. We watched him do his thing for Boston College, very versatile type of quarterback, kind of a throwback to what they had a couple of years ago. Is he that right fit, you think?
Absolutely. I think comfortability is something that Gus Malzahn wanted when coming into his new position here. And obviously, Castellanos did spend time with Malzahn when he was at UCF before he transferred to Boston College. I absolutely think that he's the right fit. And it was really sort of the perfect match at both sides, knew who they wanted. Castellanos obviously grew up a huge fan of Florida State. So, you know, he's really excited to kind of get in here, get into the meat and bones of everything. And look, he's a dynamic talent. Obviously, you know what he can do with his legs. You know what he can do with his arm, but obviously needs to cut down on the turnovers a little bit. I think it's a great fit. I think it's a great fit for what Gus wants to do offensively. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he brings to the table. We're going to get a look at him this Saturday for the second scrimmage that they got going on. So we'll be able to get a good look at him and see what this offense looks like.
Yeah. What other players are you looking for to step up, like either returners or new faces to the program?
Well, I think Deuce Robinson, a transfer from USC. To quote the kids here, he's that guy. He is him. And I think the expectations of the Florida State coaching staff is that he's going to be able to come in right away and be a dude in the wide receiver core. Obviously, you and I last year around this time talked about the wide receivers and, you know, how things were going to be a little bit different without, you know, the 6'7", 6'4", wide receivers out wide. Now Florida State has been able to bring in a lot of size at the wide receiver position, like Deuce, and I think that's going to help him not only in the passing game, getting back to the type of passing game that Norvell likes to run, and that it's also going to help them on the outside with, you know, Gus's run schemes, be able to have those big physical bodies outside. So I really expect not only for Deuce to be able to hit the ground running. But also, I think Florida State fans are going to be really happy with what they see from a guy that they should know well, obviously, as an FSU legacy kid.
Yeah, no doubt. Squirrel White, we had an opportunity to watch him at Tennessee. How does he fit into this offense?
Well, he's going to be that guy that's going to take the top off of you from the slot. He's going to be lightning quick, should be able to really excel, especially when the run game is going, take advantage of play action and just get over the top and behind you. So he's been a little dinged up thus far in spring, so haven't heard too much about Squirrel, but you know, once he gets going, I'm sure he's going to be a really nice fit.
What about the defensive side of the ball? They, you know, at times last year, they looked pretty good. Even against Miami at times, you know, they held the Restrepo down. They bracketed him a little bit. How does the defense, you think, look like, you know, coming in into the middle of the spring?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different. Obviously, Tony White coming over from Nebraska with the 3-3-5 defense. That's not something that you see very often, especially at Florida State, who's been running a 4-2-5 for the past few years. But, you know, I think the key word to hone in on is physicality. You know, you watched Florida State last year, and, you know, to put it plainly, they were soft as toilet tissue sometimes. And I think really, you want to be able to bring back and establish that edge on the defensive side of the ball, be able to be fast, be able to be multiple, be able to be physical. I think bringing physicality back to the Florida State defense is something that a lot of Florida State fans are going to be excited to hear about. And I think Tony's the guy to do it. So I think that there's a lot to look forward to. But the main word that you focus in on is physicality.
Yeah. Recruiting-wise, any kids, any freshmen that have come in early, maybe have kind of pegged the meter a little bit?
Well, Mike Norvell has actually mentioned freshman quarterback Kevin Sperry a couple of times early, which I thought was interesting, especially just because the quarterback position, obviously, a lot of transfers coming in recently. But, you know, he's mentioned Kevin Sperry a couple of times here. Kevin Wynn, the defensive tackle from Greensboro, Greene County, that kid's a monster. I think that they're really excited about what he can do playing the zero technique, plug up the middle a little bit. I think he's going to be really nice. And two kids that you're probably going to be a little bit familiar with, Larry, are the Desir twins, both Daryl and Mandrell. They've also impressed early here. So there's a couple of freshmen here. I don't know necessarily how many of them are going to see the field, but there's definitely a couple that are taking strides early to be able to, you know, maybe factor in.
Yeah, good stuff. Nick, let everybody know that how they can reach you and follow you on your website, also on your social media. We're obviously going to have you back in a couple of weeks. We'll talk a little bit more at length.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on X or Twitter at @NCarlisleRivals. You can find me covering recruiting at TheOsceola.com, and you can find that at FloridaState.Rivals.com.
Can't thank you enough, Nick. As I said, we'll hit you back a couple weeks. We'll spend a little bit more time.
Absolutely, Larry. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Nick Carlisle does a tremendous job covering FSU.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.